USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lottery officials confirming that someone who purchased a Mega Millions ticket in South Carolina holds a winning ticket for last night's record drawing, the jackpot worth $1.5 billion. Mega Millions spokesman Gordon Mendicia says that's about all we know, though, for now.
I was on the phone with the director from South Carolina this morning already, and I think they'll be at least announcing what store sold the ticket before noon today. But at this point, it's still up in the air.
The winner can take the cash option of about $900 million. A caravan of over 7,000 Hondurans already on its way up towards the U.S. border, but more migrants could be heading this way from Central America soon. The Department of Homeland Security confirming a second migrant caravan is now being organized in El Salvador. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Dozens more people are getting sick from eating salmonella-tainted beef. The CDC reporting 63 more people have gotten ill from eating the contaminated ground beef that's been recalled. It brings the total so far to at least 120 people in more than two dozen states who've been impacted. The beef distributed by an Arizona company was sold by a number of national chains from Walmart to Sprouts and Fry's. The first female Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, has announced that she's in the early stages of dementia and will be withdrawing from public life. Her son, Jay O'Connor, says his mother has a message for America.
By better appreciating and understanding our common heritage and the values that are most important, we can re-energize Americans to realize that we're all on the same team and we can all achieve things, better things working together.
He spoke on Fox News. Sandra Day O'Connor is 88, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The California Catholic Conference now being sued on claims it deliberately hid credible sex abuse accusations against over 200 priests in that state. A lawyer and former priest saying yesterday the cases all involve priests in the Archdiocese of San Francisco and the Diocese of Oakland and San Jose. Wireless phone company T-Mobile says it will donate $10,000 to hurricane relief for every home run hit in the World Series. It's the part of the company's Home Runs for Hurricane Recovery initiative. Boston's Eduardo Nunez hit a three-run homer last night in the Red Sox 8-4 win over the Dodgers, the Sox getting off to a one-game-to-none lead in the Fall Classic. Diddy, former rapper turned entrepreneur, is helping kids in New York City get a better quality education now. He announced on Instagram yesterday he's pledging $1 million to build a charter school in the Bronx. The school for 6th and 7th graders is scheduled to open next September. And the world's oldest intact shipwreck is said to be lying at the bottom of the Black Sea, according to researchers from the Black Sea Maritime Archaeology Project, who say they discovered the ancient Greek trading vessel near Bulgaria after 3 years of surveying over 700 miles. They say oxygen-free conditions underwater preserved the ship. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.